From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
While savings rates in China are traditionally pretty high, the Lunar New Year, also known as the Spring Festival, is the one time of year where everyone splurges. The week-long holiday started on Friday. Think of it as a combination of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Last year, revelers in China spent $122 billion during the week-long holiday, and they are expected to spend even more this year. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more from Shanghai.
The Hongqiao railway station is crammed with people, all anxious to get to their hometowns. There aren't enough seats, so people sit on the floor, where I found Sonia. She plans to spend most of her money on her parents this season.
My mom wants a new cell phone, and I've got a carton of premium cigarettes for my dad.
For many migrant workers, this is the one time of year they get to go home and see their families. No expenses or effort are spared. Like Liu Xiaowen, he's taking a dusty red container and two bulging styrofoam boxes bound with yellow tape. So, what's inside?
Pig's heart.
Yes, pig's heart. It's good when stir-fried or stewed. He tells me it's three times cheaper here than in his hometown in Fujian province, so he's got 30 to 40 pounds of it to share with friends and family. Now, Liu Xiaowen may have saved a lot on the pig's heart, but he still needs to buy clothes for his family and give cash gifts. Altogether, he thinks he'll spend about $1,400 this holiday. This pressure to spend is stressful for some, like Xiong Jian. He works in the high-tech industry.
When I go home, people there will say I must be rich because I work in the city, and my classmates will make me pay when we go out to eat.
People here say it's not all about money. An unexpected hit during the holiday season are these. Empty plastic buckets. Zhang Huanzhu has three of them. He says the construction site he works at were throwing them away.
They're useful in the village. You can fill them with water or use for storage.
Best of all, the buckets can double as a sturdy seat while waiting for the train. In Shanghai's Hongqiao Railway Station, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.